Yeah, don't get us wrong. There's still going to be plenty of randomness to the show.
Of course. But, that's the name of the show. The other name is Off Topic.
But this is football.
His name was Jeremy. He was on WordPress with a passion for youth sports and some free time on his hands. That SB Nation, they came a-calling. Despite trying to perfect his art, he knew something wasn't right. Then Chris came writing on and started poking fun. They decided to start a podcast, and who could ask for more at the Mountain? Mountain West Connection. Just be sure you don't ever skip this section here at the Mountain. Mountain West Connection. Recaps and previews, such stats, and just random at the Mountain.
Welcome back to the latest Mountain West Connection show, Week 13 recap. Join us at MWCConnection.com, MWCConnection on Twitter, same on Facebook, we're everywhere. Jeremy here hanging out with probably a distraught Chris. Is that a good way to put it?
I'm over it.
You're over it? Good. Glad you're not hanging out on a loss. That was a tough fight game. But we got other things to worry about that are more pressing than your own team losing, correct?
No, we got plenty of stuff to worry about. Plenty of actual real-life things to worry about.
Yeah, so. There's others, yes. Not even just within fun stuff, but there's real stuff going on that's like, yeah, our team lost, sucks, 10 minutes later. All right, let's move on. But for
we
this
still
show,
made a bowl game.
Yes, for this show, we are going to delve into everything and discuss it all because this is our fun time to mess around and talk about this stuff and not worry about real stuff for an hour.
Yay.
And we'd like to thank the guy who gives out parking tickets, who listens to our show.
Yeah, right?
He's like a nameless Mountain West school. Okay, it's safe to say he wouldn't be complaining.
No, he never said Mountain West school. He did never.
Yes, he did. Twitter to me. Yes, he did. Look at on Twitter. He did. If you look at the post, a nameless Mountain West school.
I don't think he works in a Mountain West school.
That's what he said.
I think he's a Mountain West fan. I think he's a fan of a particular team.
Okay, I'm going to pull up the post right now because I'm halfway there to see what he said. I think it's our buddy Tim.
Am I here?
Yes, did you drop off?
Yeah, it was weird.
We're still recording with me because you couldn't say anything, so we'll keep going. We're not going to edit this out.
No, totally not.
I just saw you call back in. The phone didn't even ring. But what I was saying, he says, your podcast gets me through work where I write parking tickets for a nameless MWC school.
Okay, fine. You win.
So I can assume if he's complaining, he's kind of complaining. It's not Hawaii. It's not San Diego
State. It's not San Diego State.
Probably not UNLV. Maybe UNLV.
Probably not.
It could be hot, so maybe UNLV.
New Mexico, maybe?
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Glad we could help. That's all we're saying.
Okay.
Glad we can help somebody get through. And we did have our new theme song, so yes, that is actually here this time, unlike last time where we pretended to say it in.
See, here's the thing is he says that now, but we still have to upload it and make sure that we don't have any more technical difficulties.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident we're good. If not, I have the a cappella version. I can just toss that in.
God damn.
I still have that saved. I didn't delete that.
I was kind of hoping you'd delete that.
It's still in my email. My inbox is quite full, and so I usually don't delete stuff. I just have unread stuff.
Huh, okay.
Or read stuff, I should say, but moving
so
on.
So now finishes the random porn.
Yes, you think so, but I think we have plenty more randomness to get along and go through the show. There were some great games this weekend. We had a lot of points. And in
points.
One game, not many points.
Points.
And we had to go all the way back to Thursday in the bitter cold, UNLV at Air Force.
Cannon and bowl game.
Yes. You heard of he's going to a bowl game, even though
we're pretty safe to assume.
A certain person from a certain Las Vegas publication still has that doubt, but they're going to a bowl game.
No.
But did you see the weather and fan participation in that game?
I saw not too many people there.
They're the cadets who I think are required to be there. It's got to be some sort of training exercise with that type of weather. It was in the teens with the wind chill, gusty winds, snow and ice.
Okay, you know what? If it were up to me, I would, and I was like the dean of a school, I would make it mandatory that my kids go to a football game every single game.
Of course, especially when you get it for free.
Yeah, totally, right?
I can see not other people, because there's not many people at the academy, and I've been there a couple times. It's not like the stadium's easy to get to. It's kind of hidden, like everything is at the Air Force Academy, because you know it's a government place.
So we should nickname Air Force's stadium Area 51.
No, that's too cliche. We're not going
to
do that.
Damn it.
The Falcon.
Okay, I'll try to.
Then the Falcon will fly away, so we just call it the Falcon.
Falcon's Nest.
Sure, the Falcon's Nest. But in this game, a lot of people were saying cold weather, drop balls, don't throw it too much. And that was kind of the case, but Tim Cornette saved the day. He had career highs pretty much across the board.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, the guy's an absolute beast. It's you're not going to slow him down. He was, 36 carries for 220 yards, four touchdowns.
Three in the first half, I should say.
Yeah, and it comes back to one of those things that, you know, you take away his long of 46, he's still 35 for 180.
Yeah.
175. It's still a good amount.
Yeah, they gave him the ball the whole game, which makes sense because, like, he scored his second run of the game. Here's how it started off. Block punt for UNLV. Tim Cornette, two runs, touchdown, 22-yarder. It was at 20-20 and zip before anything happened. Because Air Force couldn't do anything on the ground, which is kind of surprising because we kind of figured Anthony Lacoste would have a pretty good game. He only 75 yards. He couldn't do anything. It's just UNLV got up to that big lead and it's kind of like, I'm freezing my butt off. I don't want to play football too much. They're up 27 to zip. And that was pretty
And
much
for those weather conditions, Caleb Herring did very well as well.
Yeah, 15 of 18.
Yeah, I mean, they were short intermediate passes. They averaged 7.8 yards an attempt. But, I mean, it was still effective.
Yeah,
and when you can be an effective quarterback...
Ice block.
Yeah, exactly, right? When you're throwing basically icicles at your receivers, you're going to win games.
They won. DeMonte Davis caught those balls. And Air Force did actually make this semi-interesting a little bit because I kind of tuned out at halftime with it being... Or even when it's 27-zip, I got some other shows I can watch, kind of flip back and forth. Air Force made it close. They outscored Air Force, UNLV 21-7, or 21-6. There's a blocked PAT in there. And made it 33-21 midway through the third quarter, but then they couldn't score again. And then Tim Cornette's long run of the day came at the end of the game. Did you see this last run?
It was fairly awesome.
Yeah, he got to the outside. And ran. He's kind of like seemed like he's kind of jogged, and nobody decided to.
Yeah. It was one of those things. Like I kind of compare it to when I was at Boise State, and you would take those jogs on the green belt in the cold weather. That's exactly what it was. Exactly. There was nobody going to slow him down for anything.
Nobody there, and then but what I'm saying is he slowed down. The Air Force guy slowed down. Everybody's kind of walked in the end zone almost at the end, like he just trotted in the last 10 yards.
Well, that was pretty much the game. I mean, you're 13 points down at that point.
2 minutes left. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
boy bomb.
So UNLV seals it up. They seal bowl eligibility.
Bowl sound.
Bowl eligible.
Close enough. I think that's the closest one we had. And they're probably going. I think they're going to the.
Let's do bowl projections at the end.
Okay, I'll have to pull up. Okay, good win. Yeah, that's all we got. Is Bobby Hout coach of the year?
Yes. He absolutely is coach of the year in my book.
Who do they play next week? I want to make sure. Can they get another win?
They play San Diego State next week.
Probably not.
Actually, they can.
they could, but I'm going to say probably not.
Probably not, but they totally could.
The next game, I am ticked at myself for not paying attention, and shame on nobody else come and join our live chat because I gave up after the first quarter.
I was – okay, so I'll flat out admit.
It's Friday night. Come on. I don't expect too much.
No. But it was pretty funny because, I mean
– it's a good game.
I was on EDSBS most of the night.
Hey, what?
When I finally turned it on. I was working on my thesis most of the night. I caught the last quarter. And nobody was on our chat.
I also... Sorry, I apologize. Yes. I was like, here's what I did. I was watching the game. I'm like, oh, okay. And near the end of the game, on that last touchdown, or not even the touchdown... Because this game ended up going to triple overtime, for folks who don't know, with Navy winning by 6. But I was watching, like, okay, San Jose State has no timeouts, I think, or they used all the timeouts. There's this third down play, and they're deep in their own territory, so they could at least kick a field goal if they wanted to. Navy gets a first down. I'm like, I'm done. I turn it off and watch some TV show. Watch, like, New Girl or something. I don't know. What? Turn on the DVR. What? Hey, hey. That is a funny show.
No, it's decent.
It's pretty good. It's good. But, okay, here's what it is. It's fourth and one. Keenan Reynolds goes to the middle, first down. I'm like, I'm done. I'm not watching this anymore. They're at the 20-yard line. They could just kneel it and be done with it. Don't even have to kick a field goal. But they get a touchdown. So I'm assuming, I don't know if San Jose State lets them score or not. But then David Fells, I got 2 minutes left. No timeouts. No big deal.
You know what? If you looked at the replay on that game, the Navy head coach was like yelling at his player when Keenan Reynolds went on his 20-yard run.
Go down!
Like,
go yelling, down!
Yeah, exactly. Get down, get down, get down, get down. And he like strolled in the end zone.
He's like,
and like,
no!
I think it was funny because you were looking at the comment thread once again on EDSBS and everybody's like, too much time left.
Yes. 2 minutes left. And for any, I remember one football game, like NFL Buffalo Bills, I think it's Antoine Smith. He's going down. He had like a huge run. He decides to run. He slows down. He takes a knee at the one. Nobody even within 10 yards of him. So his team would just take a knee and win because same thing. It would give them a 7 or 8 point lead where that's one touchdown and a 2 point conversion. And so, yeah, too much time. 2 minutes left. I'm very upset at myself for turning it off at that point.
San Jose State.
David Fells turns it up.
Yeah, yeah. Scores it with end of regulation. No, and then the 2 point conversion.
Back it up. Not even that. They got the last play on the third and 10 at the 12. This was a pass inbounds. Because there's that new rule. 2 seconds. You have to have at least 3 seconds.
Yeah, you
can't the ball.
Spike within 3 seconds.
2 seconds, I think.
2 seconds.
Whatever it is. Lined up. Hiked the ball. 1 or 2 seconds. Throws a. Not even like. He didn't even. David Fells didn't even survey the field. He just threw a quick pass to the back of the end zone. And Thomas Tucker came down with an amazing catch. Thomas Tucker, Kyle Noon. Kyle Noon. Tucker made the 10-yard catch. Amazing. And
beautiful, beautiful pass to Chandler Jones for the 2 point. Ties it up. And then it goes to overtime. Okay, so we all talk about Maction. We all talk about the crazy offense that is Maction and everything like that. Before there was Maction, there was Waction.
Yes, BYU, UTC, BYU, and San Diego State, Hawaii, Colorado State, all those teams.
I mentioned this to Jason Kirk. if we ever need to change the name of the blog for whatever purpose, I demand that we change the name to WAC 2.0. Because that is essentially what the Mountain West is nowadays. It's all the funness of the WAC with most of the quality teams left over.
1980s WAC? That should be the name, not WAC 2.0, 1980s WAC.
Well, it's essentially WAC 2.0.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, 1980s WAC is WAC 2.0 if you think about it. It's like a cycle of WAC.
But I like the name better, 1980s WAC.
Oh my God. You know what? We should make a t-shirt. Cycle of WAC. Cycle of WAC. It starts like in the 1980s, like, and then like just has random teams coming in and leaving. It's like the Krebs cycle of WAC.
Brilliant. Let's get on that. Let's put that t-shirt idea next to the 10 other ones we have. Every randomness. Every 6 weeks on Google Chat. Like, hey, here's a good t-shirt idea.
Yeah, you know, but I think, okay, fine. I'm not sure if anybody would buy that shirt, but.
No, it's pretty cool, but we got to fix our store because there's issues with that. Thanks, Joel. Sorry, Joel, to throw him under the bus, but thanks.
No. Don't throw him under the bus. When they changed the site over, they just didn't carry our t-shirts with. So, you know, I guess we have to make new ones.
Let's finish the game, though. San Jose State, Navy, overtime. Like Chris was saying, points. There's 100 points in this game.
Points!
And it was not the highest point total game of the weekend, by the way.
And Keenan Reynolds is a wizard.
Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
He was responsible for 8 touchdowns by himself.
7 on the ground, which is, I think, an FBS record. 8 total, yeah. But then the last kind of end of the game, interception. The only bad throw of the whole game, interception in the end zone.
Hey, yeah, no, exactly. That was David Fails' one mistake, and it quite literally cost him the game. David Fails, 42 for 56, 440, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception, and that interception is in third overtime.
Yeah. And then Keenan Reynolds, next play, touchdown, game over, hit the bus.
Yeah. I don't care what the announcers say. The announcers were talking about how great – who was it? Somebody – What game was I watching yesterday? Oh my goodness. They were saying like how these people deserve to be the player of the week no matter what. And I obviously the guys did not watch the Navy San Jose State game because statistically it was even more epic.
Actually, Brent Smith might actually have been statistically better than Keenan Reynolds.
No.
Included rushing yards.
Oh, well, maybe.
We'll look and see. We'll get to that game, but whatever it is, 8 touchdowns, 7 on the ground, that's a stellar day.
Pretty much. Absolutely. Oh, you know what it was? It was the Arizona-Oregon game where they were saying that Kadeem Carey and B.J. Dinker should be national players of the week. Wrong.
What did Kadeem Carey do yesterday?
He ran for, I think, over 200. Let's see.
Please, Capri Bibbs did that in his sleep 2 weeks ago. Hit over 300 yards. Come on.
It was Kadeem Carey. 48 carries for 206 yards, 4 touchdowns. B.J. Dinker, 19 for 22, 178, and 2 touchdowns. I'm sorry.
You need 50 carries to do that? Come on.
Need 50 carries? I'm sorry. You did not watch the Navy-San Jose State game. You did not watch the greatness which of the next game we will be covering.
Who nobody watched, probably.
That probably nobody watched because of technical difficulties.
No, not
the Wyoming-Hawaii game, which we will get to in a sec. But coming back, we have such offensive power.
Even with injuries to good players, there's good
talent. Yeah, I mean, even the San Jose State rushing attack was together. They just once again, it was the one mistake. And really, it was San Jose State's defense who wasn't able to stop Navy at all.
The big
which we
players.
Kind of expect him. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a front seven that was touted as supposed to be one of the best in the conference.
Some injuries.
Now, we know there were injuries.
Secret injuries.
Yeah, no, we know that there were injuries that were to big impact players. But you're not supposed to give 432 yards.
Well, not even that. Okay, they played through it's not NFL overtime, but here's the main thing. Okay, give the yards. I don't care. You can't give up 7 yards a carry.
No. And when you're in overtime, you cannot let Keenan Reynolds not have just one 25-yard run, but two 25-yard runs.
Correct. That. Yeah, can't do that. And that was, and also in the game that there was actually, well, I thought it was the only turnover. There was only 2 turnovers in the game. That was the second one. Everybody played well, like third down conversion. This was a game. I'm upset I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched the first half. I'm like, and I just kind of came back about it later on. Because that's close throughout. There's never a blowout here or there. I saw they got ahead, San Jose State. Navy came back in the fourth quarter to actually, like I said, almost win it. But with the loss, it probably makes San Jose State not going to a bowl game after that 11-2 season, having a lot of talent, NFL-bound quarterback, David Fells. They're probably sitting at home because they're not going to beat Fresno State next week.
I don't think so. Even not with this defense.
It's also, isn't it at home as well? Isn't it in San Jose, I believe? Spartan Stadium?
Yeah, it might be.
Yes, it's a Friday, Black Friday game, so yes. After Thanksgiving, of course. So,
next game.
Sorry, Spartans. Close enough. I was thinking of something clever to say, but it didn't come to me.
Sparty, no!
There we go. Next game, the game of the weekend. Almost even nationally the game of the weekend, if you look at the points and how it finished and everything.
Yeah.
This was relegated to the lovely Mountain West Network and not Campus Insiders because if it was, we would have been streaming the game. We did not, but... Okay, first off, before we get to that, I thought a fairly fair piece on Dave Christensen losing.
I thought it was fair.
I should have given you more credit for it because I didn't because you kind of gave me the idea a little bit, I think.
Oh, thank you.
Because
thank
it you was it. Your idea saying if they lose, I'm like, no, it's not. I'm like, more I think about
basically,
it.
Basically, you're the one who's telling me, you're trying to throw me under the bus here saying it was my idea, which it totally was.
Well, but to write the story, which I thought it came out pretty well.
No, it was, yeah.
And even in that case, the game may not matter. I like the one guy on Twitter replies back, check your grammar. Check your spelling. They spell grammar wrong in the reply to me. I'm like, really? I did read over it one more time. I found zero spelling mistakes.
Well, he's going on this rant because...
Hey, I just think it's funny. When they reply back and spell grammar wrong, right?
You're relying on Twitter to base your arguments.
No, I just think it's funny that they... Because sometimes they screw up and I go back and check. Because I'm like, oh, maybe I did something wrong. Like tonight, I pre-wrote the BCS piece. Oh, I forgot to change that. Fresno actually did not move up in rankings. I had it on up for like 3 minutes before I changed it. I just find that funny. He replies back and spells grammar with an E.
It was pretty damn funny.
It was funny. But to the game itself.
Why are we still making a bowl game?
I am so upset here because – Wyoming, three turnovers, three fumbles. Hawaii won the turnover battle. They won the possession battle. They actually lost the yards battle. Hawaii did a lot of things right in this game, and they were so close. I really wanted to see Hawaii win this game.
They finally – like I mentioned a preview I wrote quickly before the game. I think we both agree, like, with Norm Child not – because Norm Child knows what he's doing when the quarterback position, except for this year I highly question that by playing – like, as we like to refer to it as a quadrant system, which is not successful. He finally stuck to Sean Schroeder. And look what he did. 499, six touchdowns, only one interception. Not too bad.
It was amazing.
But not as amazing as Brett Smith.
See, here's what – Brett Smith had eight total touchdowns as well. He just had
because,
the reverse effect.
Oh my goodness, Brett Smith. it's the duality of Wyoming offense.
And Robert Heron, four touchdowns.
Sean Wick had a decent game, 16 carries, 89 yards.
This just, because Hawaii, I don't know if they're just playing, because Wyoming's defense is a mess. This is, they've been giving up over 50 points per game to pass, I think, four or five games.
They still gave up over 50 to Hawaii.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And like I said, they could still be bowl eligible.
That's a scary thought.
They can. Because the game, it kind of just turned out to be, you score, I score, you score, I score. That's how basically the whole game until the very end, Hawaii, excuse me, if I could speak. I've seen all the H's on the score on the board here. For the
it's basically score. Everybody wanted to win this game, but the defenses did not want to win this game.
Yeah. Even though there were five total turnovers.
Yeah. Five. Even though there were five, despite five total turnovers, when you're combining for 115 points, it's not going to go.
Yeah.
How about the resurgence of Joey Uosefa?
Well, he does have his fractured foot is healthy. It's not broken.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, since he's been back, he's been a huge impact, as well as Schroeder.
Well, his three games, 191, 150, 91, and four total touchdowns. And he also has, in this game, he also had 53 receiving yards. He's been getting about one, at least almost, he's averaging 150 a game, totally offense, even probably a little bit more of that. In his three games, he's actually been healthy.
So, I've got it. So then now I have to ask you. Well, this will be safe for our preview show this upcoming week, but can Hawaii win their lone game versus Army?
They better.
With this kind of offense.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course.
They've come so close. I don't think you guys have realized. They came back against Fresno, or almost came back.
With a little
they
help.
Were beating San Diego State for the majority of the game, and we're going to talk about the San Diego State in a little bit. They were beating Wyoming back and forth this game. They hung with them and for Wyoming's offense, which is phenomenal when they're actually alive.
And then also they lost a 2 to UNLV, lost a 7 to CSU. So they've had chances.
They've had chances. They just haven't been able to execute.
Even in the USC game opening season with zero offense, their defense actually made some plays.
So
yes, they will win. They will go 1-11. And so do you think is Norm – okay, not Norm Chow. Do you still think Norm – well, we'll discuss Norm Chow later, but Dave Christensen, is he still safe? Because somebody said – in the comments, he's sticking around through 2014 no matter what when his contract ends.
Yeah, I think beating Wyoming or beating Hawaii gave him a little bit of leeway.
They need to blow him out, but
and I think if they beat Utah State this week, he'll be safe.
It's a bowl game, so yeah, for Wyoming, yes.
Yeah.
Even though there's all talk about, I only saw bits and pieces of it, but
so
there's a replay. You can watch the replay online, I believe, if you want, so check that out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually probably a good replay to watch because there's lots of points. It didn't slow down. Quite literally, this game was 70 points at halftime, 70 yeah. total points.
Second half, I guess the defense kind of just came up. There's only 21 total points apiece. Still 42 in the second half combined, but yeah. Next game was the complete opposite.
Next game, there was no offense.
Utah State 13, Colorado State 0. Oh, our favorite running back had a rough day.
Yeah, he did not have a good day. Garrett Grayson did not have a good day.
Seems to say Colorado State did not have a good day in general.
Yeah,
six of 20 on third downs, -2 in the turnover margin. Capri Bibbs, 54 yards. He did come out with some sort of toe ankle injury for a little bit, but Utah. So he'd be better. I figured he'd at least get a minimum 80 yards in the game and a touchdown or two.
So was this a game of Colorado State's offense just not performing, or Utah State's defense actually stepping up again? Did they get people back?
No.
On defense?
No, they've had the same guys like Nate Vigil, all the guys they have back on there. Kyle Fracker, I'm thinking. Yeah, Vigil brothers and Kyle Fracker.
Vigil, Fackerall.
Yeah, but then also his defense, because Daryl Gerritsen had a crappy game. 8 of 18 for 43 yards, 2.4 yards per attempt. And
that's
they still won.
That's ridiculous.
The saving grace is Joey DiMartino having one of his better games of the year at 127 and a touchdown. This was a...
And even his average, though, wasn't that good.
Yeah, 3.5. This was just a game of... Yeah, Nick Diaz kicked a field goal in the second quarter, touchdown, and a field goal at the end. A long field goal, 44-yarder to pretty much put the game away with 10 minutes left, go up by 13. But this Utah State, just their defense stepped up, and luckily they did, because if not, they could have lost, because the way the offense played, that's pretty awful.
Yeah, if Colorado State's offense had been functional, I may have given, and we said this in the preview, I said that Colorado State was going to win this game, providing their offense was taking over, because their offense had been looking good as of late.
And in poor field position, there's at Utah State's punter, Jaron Venture, had 8 punts inside the 20.
That's...
8. Not just amount of punts, but 8 of them inside the 20.
So CSU, 8 out of 9. 8 out of 9.
Oh, yeah, 9 punts. I just read the recaps. 8. But yeah, 8 of his punts went inside the opposite red zone. So CSU is going at least 80 yards.
So, special teams.
Yeah, field position.
Right. Nick
Diaz,
Bentrude.
They did miss a field goal. Also, there was a part of the throwing issues. There were, I should remember this because there's wind with me because it's pretty close to where I'm at, but there was 30-mile-an-hour gust of winds, which caused the Colorado State to miss the field goal, and that's probably part of the reason Gerritsen wasn't throwing downfield at all, just making the short passes, and he seemed to ingrace him for having a poor day throwing the ball. But I figured that could have... You got Capri Bibbs right there running the ball. Should have done something. But that was not the case. And Garrett Grace, I think, got sacked, 5 times, I believe, if that's correct?
Yeah, it was not a...
I'm going to check real quick, but 5 rushes for -26, and sack yards are considered rushing yards in college.
Yep.
Quite a few. At least there's 9 total sacks in the game, if that helps, because Shaquille Barrett had 3 sacks for...
because Shaquille Barrett should be winning Defensive Player of the Year.
Instead of Darren Smith?
No, hands down. Shaquille Barrett is the best defensive player in this conference.
Corey James had 2 sacks. Let's see. Grayson was sacked once, twice. Actually, Grayson... Oh, 3 times. Sorry. It's 4 times. He's sacked 4 times. This is a... Both defenses did well against the quarterback.
1, 2, 3.
But when
4
I do control, when I do command F and church sack, I got to make sure I'm getting the right guy. So that's what I'm doing. But this, besides, okay, this game was shoot for a couple reasons. CSU lost means they need to win their final game to go to a bowl game.
Which they're playing Air Force.
They should. I'm not going to guarantee anything, but they should. Now Utah State is. Because of the game later, we should know it's Wyoming.
If Wyoming beats Utah State. So Utah State is in control of its own destiny.
Yes.
They beat Wyoming, they go to the Mountain West Championship game. They lose versus Wyoming. Wyoming becomes bowl eligible, and Boise State goes to the Mountain West Championship game.
Boise State still has to beat New Mexico for that to happen.
Really? Are we going to go there?
I just got to point the scenario out there. Because if Utah State
loses... Fine. We'll point the scenario out there. Boise State has to beat Wyoming.
You mean New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Yes. So Utah State, huge. They are... Coach Matt Wells hopped on Twitter late at night. He got an encouraging text message from the head coach, from the coaching staff at San Diego State. Says, we'll do our part for you. And now Utah State, they're one... After losing Tricky Keaton... And everybody's kind of forgot about them. They are now in position to win their first ever, well, not first ever, but yeah, first ever Mountain West title. I was thinking conference title, but they won the WAC last year. So next game,
Blowout City, the game that cost Fresno State the BCS lead at the moment.
Yeah, how does that... I don't know.
We'll discuss after, once we get to the games. There's not much to say besides... Okay, one question. We're going to have our good friend Brian Vance from the Hustle Belt on next week. Or the week of championship game, assuming... Well, they're both going to be going, but... To discuss who... Like, we already talked about the Heisman, better chance to Heisman odds between Jordan Lynch and Derek Carr, if one's going to get to go. Did you see how many yards Derek Carr threw for in this game?
I want to say it was like 600-something, right? No, 527.
I would have it up if I clicked right. I would have made a perfect segue here, but I clicked on the wrong button. 527.
Oh, yeah. Call that.
Also 7 passing touchdowns.
So I knew there was a 7 somewhere in there.
And he also rushed for 26 yards.
Dual threat. I can't say that with a straight face.
This was close to that Colorado game last year. Got up to a 35-0 lead quick at the half. They were up 63-21. This is just a blowout in every sense to me. And it doesn't help that New Mexico doesn't have Cole Gauchy or Casey Carrier for the rest of the way. Clayton Mitchum played pretty well. Efficient, I should say. 8 of 11, 14.3 yards per attempt. But then, Crusoe Gangbe didn't do too well. But this is a game where it's just a blowout that Fresno State needed. Because, like you said, versus Wyoming, they got to blow teams out to get some respect. And, well, they did that. They got respect by the human voters.
Yeah.
They moved up 3 spots in the coaches' poll and widened the gap versus Northern Illinois in that respect. But does Derek Carr have any chance of going to the Heisman ceremony with what? Do you have four interceptions to what, 39 touchdowns?
I don't know, because you know Johnny Manziel, despite him having a game, is still SEC. So no.
Now he lost a Heisman race for playing crappy versus LSU.
Yeah, right.
That's what people told me.
A lot of people. Mariota got his Heisman chances hit.
Perry from
Manziel did. Bryce Petty did.
Petty, yeah, I forget his name. Apparently people were saying, let's go with A.J. McCarron. I'm like, really?
No. The A.J. McCarron Alabama Achievement Award? Is that what we're going with?
Yeah, because of the Sports Illustrated color where Nick Saban doesn't have time for your magazines.
Jameis Winston, we're not sure if...
depending on that scenario, but he's probably...
We're not sure if he's going to play.
He should win it if that's the case. I mean,
yeah, if all this legal stuff clears out, he should win.
Would you think, really quick, if Derek Carr played Colorado, I'm assuming, what would you say, 3 touchdown passes?
I would say 4.
That'd put him at... Because he's already leading the nation at 39. Put him at 43... And probably 4,300 yards. That's about 350.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. Okay? I would go ahead and put... if I had to make a top 5 Heisman voting category right now...
Let's go for it.
Winston from Florida State.
Of course, number 1.
I would put Jordan Lynch number 2.
Order yes. Number 2 or just the second player on your list?
Huh?
Your number 2 overall player?
No, my number 2 overall.
Just because of why? Because he can rush as well? Because you know, Derek Carr is more... Derek Carr, I believe, I'm going to check while you finish your list, but I believe he has more combined touchdowns than Jordan Lynch does.
I think he does too, but I think Lynch is much more of an explosive player.
Still, who sits back and throws for 527 and 7 touchdowns? Come on.
Besides, this is true. Carr would be number 3 right now. Hold on
I'm
there.
Just saying.
Hold on Sorry. There. All right? I mean, we're still talking about finalists going to New York. I mean, this is a top 5 board here. Anything can change, especially since we've got 1 or 2 more games left. Mm-hmm. All right? You got Lynch. You got Carr. You got Winston. You've got Williams from Austin College.
Andre Williams. Already has 2,000 rushing yards.
Yeah.
2,000. Totally. 2,000.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
He only had 16 touchdowns, but that's for the guy from Western Kentucky, Antonio Andrews, is second, and he played 11 games. 400 yards behind that, ahead of that. And even Kadeem Carey, who has 1,559, has played 10 games. He'd probably be at 1,811 games, but Andre Williams should be in the discussion for just... he's averaging almost 200 yards per game, 188. Come on.
Yeah. I'm also going to throw in... I'm going to go ahead and throw in Kadeem Carey.
So you would have 2 guys outside looking in, from technically, as people like to say.
two guys, two outside guys.
Well, not major conference players.
Yes.
You wouldn't put, you would not stick in like, what's his name we were just talking about? Mariota. AJ McCarron.
I think problem with Mariota is Mariota's been injured and he has not looked 100% since that ankle injury. He's been effective, but he has not been effective enough. If Mariota was healthy, if Mariota was 100% healthy, I don't think the loss to Arizona yesterday would have happened. I don't think the loss to Stanford would have happened.
True. And here's the people who say AJ McCarron. He's 40.
No.
Here's what I'm saying. He's 49th. How do they sort this on CFB stats? 49th in yards per game at only 218. He does have a nice 23 touchdowns of 5 interceptions and 69% of his pass completed. But it's not the best player in the best team award. At least it shouldn't be, unless you're like Jameis Winston, who clearly is. And also, but not that he's the best nationally overall. Better competition, which would give him a bump in ACC compared to like Jordan Lynch or Mountain West with Derek Carr. But you got to at least be in the top 20 to be in consideration. He's not Johnny Manziel running the ball like crazy. He has 5 rushing yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like...
Yeah, McCarron is not...
He's efficient and above average quarterback, but he's not Heisman or... Now, he's not even all SEC, man.
No, he's definitely not even all... I would put Nick Marshall above AJ McCarron.
Give me Jamal Franklin from
Missouri. Franklin, Nick Marshall.
Johnny Manziel, of course.
Johnny Manziel.
Whoever's...
Even Zach Mettenberger.
Yep, from the Raging Cajun... Well, sorry, LSU, Mountain Rouge.
LSU.
Sorry, I was gonna offend people if I said Raging Cajun, because that's the Louisiana Lafayette.
Yeah, no, don't make that mistake.
Let's move on really quick, because we'll come back to this stuff with the BCS.
Okay, so, you know, as we've gone way off topic now...
Of course, that's our... Listen to the beginning of the show. That's what we do. We're off topic. Come on. If you don't get that by now, sorry.
you're stuck with this out. So anyway, Derek Carr, 527 yards, 7 touchdowns, basically Fresno.
Oh, wait. We forgot somebody. Davante Adams.
Yes. Yes.
Nine receptions. I'm just going to do stat line. 9 receptions, 246 yards, 4 touchdowns, and just happened to average 27 yards per catch.
Okay, we can stop now because obviously this was a blowout. And
I just wanted to mention that because I knew he got a lot of yards.
Yeah.
Moving on to the last game of the day.
Which was it really the last game of the day?
Yeah, it was the last game of the night, yeah. Because there's a huge gap between the Fresno game and this game.
Yeah, I guess it's the last game, damn it.
San Diego State, 34. Boise State, 31. In overtime. Squashes the likelihood of Boise State getting a rematch versus Fresno State, who a lot of people, including yourself, were confident they'd beat Fresno State if they get to play them again. To me.
Yeah. No, I think that was absolutely right.
Well, and I wasn't off. I wasn't far off on that. I was kind of agreeing, but not really.
Okay, this comes... No. But this comes back to what I've been saying all year long about Boise State's offense. Predictable. Yes. No. Don't get me wrong.
Bubble screen. San Diego State, bubble screen. Bubble screen.
San Diego State's 3-3-5 defense, awesome. It's an awesome setup. They deserve tons of credit.
And they got players, too.
Their offense... San Diego State's offense did just enough to win. And why I say just enough to win, because look at that Boise State defense stifling Adam Uwema for 1.9 yards per carry with a long of 9 yards. Donnell Pumphrey with a long of 8.
Quinn Kaler did 288 and a pick.
But. 288, but 23 for 37, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. I mean, it was okay. Decent. It was decent.
Yeah, nothing special.
It wasn't good by any means, but it was decent. But they did just enough to win. I'm not placing this blame on Dan Goodale and missing the field goal kick because Lace is out.
And a poor snap too.
And a poor snap as well.
Yeah, poor snap.
Yeah, you can't place this game on Dan Goodale because he went into overtime and he made the field goal in overtime.
Defense let up, let him drive and get that touchdown. They made it look easy.
It shouldn't even gotten to that point. Boise State's offense did nothing. Nothing. Okay, Ajayi, 22 carries, 103 yards. Fine.
That's good.
Hendrick, 21 for 35, 202. It's decent. Two touchdowns, picks.
Two picks.
But I mean, the offense looks so predictable.
Is this like going back to week one versus Washington?
Almost. They were more successful than they were week one versus Washington.
Yeah, of course.
But it's so predictable.
And I mean, also, one of the points was a kickoff return. 7 of the points.
Yeah.
And here's your stat line. Here's it is for the first, basically the first 2.5 quarters. Punt. Kickoff return. Okay, punt 4 yards. Punt minus one. 30 yards, okay, a punt. Interception, 18 yards punt. 0 yards punt. 11 yards punt. 4 yards punt. That's through the first part of the third quarter. That's 8 punts right there. 7 punts and an interception. Your offensive possession. That's what you go for the first 2.5 quarters. Or into the third quarter. Yeah, over 2 quarters. 7 possessions, a punt, and an interception. That's not how it works. If their second half offense played half as good as in the first half, they would have won. Because they got pretty much all their points in the second half.
Exactly. And that's even throwing in Hendrick's pick six.
Oh, that's right. He had a pick six too. Correct, yeah.
But special teams did okay. They didn't do enough to win because obviously Tim Vizzy, 41-yard punt return for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. But once again, you counteract that with a Brian Douglas 100-yard kickoff return. You can't – I mean, it's intangible.
And then one of the picks too, because like, well, Hendrick drew the picks – none of the picks led to points. Thwarted in the first half, San Diego State turned back around and punted it. And second half is the interception right back to Boise State.
And fumble. Boise State caused – I'm sorry, wasn't there – yeah, it was a punt that bounced off a San Diego State player, and Boise State recovered.
Yeah.
And they weren't able to do anything with it, I don't think, on that drive.
I'm not sure. It just doesn't mention that in the play by the box or the
drive cap.
I remember special teams play where something like that happened. And this also didn't come down to your favorite Irish kicker, Seamus, who got injured in the game.
No, but Wes Fear did not attempt a field goal either.
Correct, because they said
the game. Hey, Rocky Long, it's only taken you 2 years to say that we're not going to kick. Finally show up and do it. Exactly. And it's funny because did you see his press game interview?
I didn't look into that.
Courtesy of San Diego Sports Domination. Thank you once again, David. Basically, Rocky Long said, going for it on fourth down on that 4th and 4 and stuff like that. He said, yeah, I should never punt again.
Do it. Why hold you to it?
You should have never punted in the first place. You said you weren't going to punt.
Last year. When you took over the job. But here's the thing. For how bad Adam Wayma did in the game, he led them in overtime. A key 6-yard and a key 9-yard run, and then Pumphrey, well, he got nothing. But that 6-yard, that 3rd and 4 play where they do a gutsy run play and get 9 yards on it, I think that play sealed the game for Fresno or Boise State to lose and San Diego State to win.
Yeah, I just.
So now, as we said before, Boise State needs to beat New Mexico 99.9%, and Wyoming has to beat Utah State to get a rematch with Fresno.
So
also, really quick, also, is there going to be any rush this week to get Joe Southwick to play against New Mexico?
Maybe for senior day, maybe he'll get the start.
You think he'll? Because I don't think he's been clear. I'll check, but I don't think he's been cleared to play yet.
I think he'll get the start name, but I think he'll play like a play, and that'll be it.
Or come in at the end of the game and then take the kneel down or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Nothing. Yeah, I'm looking here really quick. Nothing at the moment about it, but. He returned to practice last Monday, ran around a bit, not cleared to play, so we'll see. All right, now let's get to the to kick our top team down even more, or one of our other top teams. Fresno State had a nice win, yet they drop in the BCS.
See, that's actually not as confusing as Northern Illinois raising 3 spots because the damn computers rank them all in the top 10.
Yeah, and even
average of 7.
Yeah, even when you toss out the best and the worst, it's still they're all in the top 10. You get rid of what the number 3 and the number 10. Because here's what it is this week. Actually, yeah, they're averaging number 7, like Chris said. But here's where it's interesting. They have a .730 average. That is much better than Oregon, Better than Michigan State, South Carolina, SEC, remind you, South Carolina, Baylor, Stanford, Oklahoma State, Clemson, and yeah, fairly no close to and pretty close to Missouri.
And I have no clue how they're that high. Because even if you look, okay, remember that the human polls make up 2/3 of the vote, right?
Correct.
Their average, they're ranked about 18 and a half right now.
Yeah, because they're 17.
In the human polls.
17 Harris.
They're 17 in Harris, 20th in
coaches.
Eight coaches. Okay? Fresno State's ranked 13th in both. That's a full 4 spots higher than Northern Illinois. But see, the computers, you have them ranked at their highest non-ranked, their lowest is 14th, and so that gives them an average of 17th place.
They're 0.40 behind Northern Illinois. That's
Which
huge.
Doesn't make any sense. Because if you look at Northern Illinois' schedule, I mean, okay, yes, they've played Toledo. They beat Toledo. They beat Ball State. They beat Iowa.
And Purdue. Can't forget Purdue.
Purdue doesn't count.
They're a Big Ten
Purdue
team.
Purdue does not count.
They're in the Big Ten.
Purdue does not count.
Just like Colorado wouldn't count if Fresno got to play them?
Yeah.
Or actually doesn't count because they didn't get to play them?
It's like if Fresno State played Cal.
Wow.
It wouldn't count.
Cal is terrible. I agree.
Purdue's terrible. Purdue's just as bad.
It just doesn't. Because looking through here, because part of it is we discussed.
If you look at the records for every single team that Northern Illinois has played, okay,
that's
Iowa's
gonna look up,
6-4, 6-5.
I knew I meant Idaho's to do something during the show.
Eastern Illinois is okay, decent,
FCS,
but they're FCS.
So.
Purdue is 1-10. Kent State is, let me see here, they're 4-8. Akron is 4-7. Central Michigan is 5-6. Eastern Michigan is 2-9. Massachusetts is 1-10. Ball State, okay, you get your big win in Ball State. They're 9-2. Yeah. Toledo is 7-4. And then they play Western Michigan this week. There should be no reason whatsoever that Northern Illinois is in the top 10 in the computer rankings. The only logical way I can see it is that Northern Illinois has just completely decimated their opponents.
But if that were the case, because strength of schedule is capped and they're not even included in the computer rankings.
And by the way, decimated really doesn't count because they only beat Idaho 45-35. They let Idaho get 35 points on them.
That's exciting.
I'm sorry. End rant.
I get your point.
My chest hurts right now.
The MAC has some good teams. So does Mountain West. I think the Mountain West is a little more top heavy, deeper, I should say.
No. The MAC is better this year. I will be the first to admit to say the MAC is better.
Overall,
Northern Illinois, Bowling Green, Buffalo, Ball State, Toledo. I would pick them against.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there can be still eight bowl eligible teams in Mountain West.
Oh yeah, totally.
That's what I mean. It's a little more deeper, a little bit.
Oh, that's what I mean by deep. Okay, well,
So I get your point. The MAC is more top heavy. That's what I mean. But the middle of the pack, I guess, out of teams who are going to get, I guess, 6-6 is some sort of landmark if you get to a bowl eligibility. But I get your point. There's not any. I guess by computer rankings, the only truly terrible teams are Hawaii and Mexico, in my opinion. Because I was looking at the rankings, because I think that's the reason why they dropped. Because New Mexico is in the one. I looked through all the computer rankings; they're in the 110s in that range. When Northern Illinois plays Western Michigan, Western Michigan's worse than that. They're in the all the computer rankings within the BCS are about 120 or below for Western Michigan.
So you know what the good news is going to be here, right?
Help me out because I have no idea what the good news is.
Okay, Iron Bowl. This weekend, Florida State plays somebody.
Florida. They play Florida.
Arizona State plays Arizona. Michigan State is off, I think. There's teams ahead that are going to play. Fresno State is probably, assuming that they beat. No, they have the week off this week. Fresno State should stay stagnant.
Wait, who has
at 13.
The week off? No, Fresno doesn't have the week off. They finished up with San Jose State Friday night.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're
Friday
right.
Afternoon.
Yeah, San Jose State. Oregon plays Oregon State, but they're not going to drop. Fresno State should be staying the same or move up in the Harrison coaches at the end of this week.
Is this going to be
assuming they beat San Jose State?
So is this a USC situation? For years ago, they're number one in both polls, get shut out at number 3.
They might be. This might be it.
Because
let's bring this into bowl projections now.
Well, really, because while that was a big deal with USC, USC's still getting paid. This will cost Fresno State like $8 million if they don't. Well, same for Northern Illinois, but I'm just saying it's a bigger deal for these whatever team gets left out. That much money compared to USC because they still went to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
That's all kind of comparing to that.
But looking at the BCS though, okay.
The current standings,
SEC will get two teams in. ACC should get two teams in. Big Duke. Ten.
I don't get Wisconsin. People picking Wisconsin to get in there.
I get it for
travel, but in my prediction, I put Baylor playing Clemson in the Orange Bowl, which would be pretty awesome.
Okay. So you want to do these bowl projections now then?
Mine are still the same, but yeah, go ahead with yours.
Okay, so what are yours? Remind us.
Oh, crap, I don't have that page up.
Well,
I'm sorry. I have it right here, sorry. I have in the national title game, this is the season end projections, not current projections. I have Alabama, Florida State.
That'd be a nice game.
Rose Bowl, Stanford, Ohio State. Even though I get smack on Twitter, Arizona State's going to crush Stanford. Don't you remember when Stanford easily beat Arizona State earlier in the year?
That was 14, and that was when Stanford was at home.
Sure, I know. It's on the road. But I still think Stanford will get it done. They're playing Ohio State. And then here's how the replacement goes, because Orange Bowl gets to replace. They get Clemson. And then they'll play picking Baylor as the at-large team, as their very first selection. And then Sugar Bowl replaced with SEC team Auburn. I'm still going Fresno State because I like to listen to smart people like Jerry Palm, who says Fresno State is fine. And then Fiesta Bowl, Oklahoma State will win, playing Central Florida in that matchup.
Huh. Interesting. Okay, so I got Bama, Florida State title game, Orange Bowl. I'm gonna go with Clemson, Baylor. I think Baylor's ranked high enough. The only team that I can really see them outlasting is maybe if Oregon gets back in that top 12.
It's going to be Wisconsin or Baylor. But the reason Wisconsin, because ticket sales. And Orange Bowl wants ticket sales since their bowls always suck.
Yeah.
It'll be those two. And Baylor has two games left. And Michigan State's not going to go because they've proven historically they're not going to take a losing title game team. So I think it's Baylor or Wisconsin. Because Wisconsin's going to win out. They have one more game left. They'll be high enough. I'd like the Virginia Tech over Boise State a couple years ago in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, which is complete BS, by the way. Auburn, UCF, probably. I'm still going to say it's going to be Fresno, Oklahoma State in the Fiesta Bowl. And then...
That's what they want, but will the Sugar Bowl... Because I made a joke in the comments... The Sugar Bowl could take a D from Alaska and still sell that thing out if they're playing Auburn.
Yeah, I don't know. And then the Rose Bowl, Ohio State. I could see Ohio State, Arizona State. I could see Arizona State being Stanford.
I think that'd be a more exciting game.
I think that would be really exciting. Braxton Miller versus that Arizona State defense versus...
The offense, too. The UCLA game was nice
last night. Yeah. Kelly versus... Ohio State's defense, it would be a lot of fun to watch.
I think it'd be a bit, not that Stanford would be a bad game, but I'd just say exciting-wise, I like Arizona State's style of play, but Stanford still gets it done.
So let's go Mountain West Bowls, though.
Oh, I was going to go somewhere else. Really quick, one other thing, because people got mad at me about this, at least questioning my integrity, because I put my rankings and say not my personal affection, but the rankings. Do you feel if Auburn can beat number one Alabama... And then also, if assuming Missouri beats Texas A&M, which would put Missouri top five, if they beat number one Alabama, number five Missouri, would they get over Ohio State?
They might.
I figured that's plausible because they're
it's possible.
They're already higher in the computer rankings than Ohio State.
You also have to think.
They're not. But I think it
you also could. Have to think SEC bias.
Of course. All right, Mountain West. Since we have the new information, it makes it kind of difficult. Not difficult, more. Tricky to pick.
Well, both of us are still predicting Fresno State and the Fiesta Bowl, so that should still be it. Yeah. But go ahead with your projections, and I'll go with mine.
It's tough to say. I'm pulling up Matt's excellent post here, but has the order. I think it depends who the Las Vegas Bowl picks for Pac-12. I think they're going to go with Utah State.
regardless.
If they make, assuming they make the title game, I'm going to go Utah State, and then.
But what if they, but what if USC comes?
That's fine. Well,
no, it won't, because it's a rematch of earlier in the season.
Depends who gets the first pick. Those who? Okay, if that's
Vegas Bowl gets first pick.
No, no, no. What I'm saying, what league do they pick from first?
I think they pick from Pac-12 first.
Well, actually, it doesn't matter because let's just say they pick Utah State. Would you? You're right. I don't know, man. You and your logic.
I thought you were the logical one. I was just the crowd draw.
Oh, the crowd draw. I see how it is. That makes sense. Here's the reason why I go Utah State, because traditionally they've always taken the best team that's not in the BCS, regardless.
See, that's the argument though, and that's a good argument.
Because they've always done.
But
that.
See, if that's the case, then they would probably take UCLA.
Yeah. Yeah, UCLA or maybe Arizona may fall out. Well, no, I don't know. I think Utah State because, yeah, that's a good reason. I didn't think about it until just now. They've all – because there was talk years ago. They'll take an 8-4 BYU team a couple years ago when they weren't number one or something. And so unless there's an agreement in place, but they're gonna it's going to be Utah State. Are you – and then do you say the same thing or are you going somewhere
else? No, I'm going somewhere else. So go ahead.
Oh, finish here. Okay, Utah State. The Poinsettia Bowl – San Diego State will stay home again, I think.
Which you have just angered all of Aztec Nation with that.
Sorry, what do you want me to say? Where do you guys want to go?
They don't want to stay in San Diego is the understanding that I got on Twitter.
That makes sense. You want to go somewhere.
I mean, but then, see, that's where I warned them, you know, about Boise State in the Humanitarian Bowl years ago when they made him year after year after year.
Yeah.
So beware of that. But anyway, continue.
I'm still going to go San Diego State. And then number three is the Armed Forces Bowl versus Navy. It's not going to be San Jose State. They get eligible. Let me pull up the Mountain West standings here. I know this is so exciting. I should have had that up before. But the number three team, Boise State, I guess? No. Okay. Here's the thing with Boise State. There's been talk about Hawaii really wants them to go. And I guess for some reason their basketball team's out there, so they want them to go out to Hawaii with them over the same weekend. But I don't see that. I don't think Boise State would go that far down, even though it would be Conference USA number two. I'm going to say Colorado State goes to the Armed Forces Bowl. The New Mexico Bowl takes Boise State. Hawaii Bowl takes UNLV.
Okay.
And I'm obviously not confident in that at all. No, Idaho Bowl is at large unless somehow.
Well, I think now that we see something slightly different, I think we got things a little bit
not going to happen
shifted. But assuming that Fresno State is still on the track for Fiesta, got them Oklahoma State. I got San Diego State, UCLA, and the Las Vegas Bowl. And here's my argument. Okay,
they hate each other. Ticket sales go.
Hate each other? That's not even really a hate each other. You've got all of Southern California crowding to one city, which is, by the way, a 3.5 to 5 hour drive. As opposed to Utah State, where it's a little bit longer.
Yeah, it depends if you're in Salt Lake or Logan, but 6 to 9.
Yeah. Utah State, on the other hand, I mean, they'll love to go to San Diego for, you know.
They're gonna be glad not going to the Idaho Bowl for the third straight year.
Yeah, no, exactly. They're going to be fine.
They're
going,
praying and I think for that warm weather. Come on. Any bowl game's good. New Mexico might be iffy weather, but they're like anything but Idaho.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and say Utah State, Notre Dame, Poinsettia Bowl. Okay,
Notre Dame. Why would Notre Dame come to that bowl game? I know they are at large.
They're not
holy
making a
crap.
BCS.
Sorry,
bowl.
I'm just watching the overtime game. New England Broncos punt in overtime. 3 minutes left. Patriots punt the ball. Unknowingly, Denver Broncos player ball bounces off his leg. Patriots pick it up like about the 20.
Wow.
Know where you're at on the field, folks. This could have been the second tie of the game. Hey. He doesn't get... there could be a very, very small case for him getting pushed into the ball, but I don't think that's the case. Let's continue with our show here. I'll update accordingly because it'll be 24 hours later before anybody...
Anyway. Boise State, Navy, and Armed Forces.
No, go back. Why Notre Dame? Because I've seen...
No, so why Notre Dame? Because there's...
At large, I get it.
At large... there's really not too many games for them to go to that would be an at-large contract. What, did you see them go to the famous Idaho?
I've seen the Pinstripe Bowl.
Yeah, but, I mean, just because you got the fan, you'll have the fan draw there, but, I mean, Notre Dame Nation, I would say Notre Dame Nation would be more willing to come out to San Diego for Poinsettia Bowl versus the Pinstripe Bowl versus ACC number four.
Yeah, I think it's Syracuse. Going on, not Syracuse.
Versus ACC number four, AAC number four.
Oh,
guess
what? No, American, not ACC, American.
Yeah, I'm sorry, American. Oh. ACK. ACK, okay.
Here's another reason.
Notre Dame's had enough of the ACK. Remember, they left the ACK to go ACC. Go ACC.
Also, no, hashtag go ACC. Get around.
Hashtag go ACC.
But I also think another reason I'm following you through San Diego. There's a reason they like to play Stanford every other year at Stanford. Get the players in California. Recruit.
Yeah, that it's Southern California recruiting. They, plus, possibly have a steal from USC and UCLA.
Yeah, that's why they like to play those two teams every other year, so they're always in California once a year.
So, you know, there's multiple reasons why Notre Dame would want to go to Poinsettia Bowl. I would go ahead and – so, like I said, Utah State, Notre Dame, Poinsettia Bowl. That's what I'm projecting right now. How about Boise State, Navy, and Armed Forces? Okay. Fairly simple?
Sure.
Yeah. This one I kind of like this projection I made. And I made all these projections last night. Colorado State, Washington State, and the New Mexico Bowl.
Okay, that'd be good. Two teams that have been bowling in a long time. That'd be an intriguing matchup.
Yeah, totally, right? And then UNLV Rice and the Hawaii Bowl.
Right. Rice is number two CUSA. They're that high?
Yeah.
Rice actually has a football team?
Yes.
Sorry. I remember them living there. They used to be just terrible.
So right, it would be Rice or Marshall.
Or East Carolina.
Now, if Fresno State does not make a BCS Bowl game, just shift everybody down, and then UNLV would go to Potato Bowl, which obviously, as we can see, they can play in cold weather.
Yeah, exactly, yes. The Air Force game, exactly. I'm like, for like half a second, like, oh yeah, they played in 9-degree wind chill weather with ice and snow. So that's our bowl stuff right now. So I, going back to the BCS stuff, we like to talk about that stuff. What are your, because we mentioned Western Michigan being so terrible, and Fresno State played, I didn't look it up, but Fresno State plays San Jose State. Will that be enough to flip-flop these situations?
Maybe. Okay, I'm watching for... Apparently, Denver sent in Brock Osweiler to block the field goal.
They did. I missed that. He's like, is he 6'8 or something? Or yeah. Allegedly 6'8?
Once again, we come back. Did you know that Brock Osweiler is 6'8? He's almost a 7-foot quarterback.
Crap, I didn't mean to fall that trap. As soon as I say it, I'm like, crap, almost 6'8. I knew he's like 6'6 1/4 or something. Crap. And again, I curse Rod Gilmore in every Thursday night college football game ever on ESPN. Bastard.
Yes! I win the cursing game for once.
Back to my question, though. Do you think that's a possibility?
Repeat the question again.
San Jose State, at least Northern Illinois, where their position switch. Because Western Michigan's 120 in San Jose State, I'm going to pull it up. I think they're like in the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there might be a position to switch just because of where San Jose State stands versus where Western Michigan. Because Western Michigan is ranked in the 120s. They are
the worst abysmal
team. It's absolutely, you know, I don't know.
The San Jose State is actually about 70s to 80s, depending where you look.
Still, it's significantly higher than West
Michigan. Because even if they play Utah State, I'm wondering, like, if you're right, that Boise State was where, because Utah State is, they're number 48. And while Boise State is 50, so it's almost I guess technically if Boise won, they would be higher. But it's even
if Boise won, they would be in mid-30s.
Mid to low 30s, which is still a reasonable amount over Utah State at 48. Because Boise, yeah, Boise State dropped, and I'm looking at the Massey rankings, they dropped 13. So they were 37. They probably have been, what, 33 maybe? Who moved up one or two spots. It changes a lot, but moved up a couple spots. And who does Northern Illinois get in the title game? Did they get Buffalo, I think? Because I know Buffalo got rocked recently. Something Buffalo like or that. Bowling Green, it looks like. And so it might come down to that last weekend because I'm sure the – I think it's safe to say the gap will close significantly assuming both teams win.
Yes, it should.
Buffalo right now is 62 in the Massey rankings. If they play Bowling Green, which it might already be decided, they're right there, low 60s. So I'm wondering if that Utah – if it might just – what's his name? Jerry Paul might be right. As long as their gap increases in the coach's poll or they keep moving up higher – I think Northern Illinois reached their peak in the rankings. I don't think they can get any higher.
I don't think they can get any higher in terms of the BCS rankings, no. Because it's one of those things. It's just like, how were they ranked in the top 10 in the computers? But this game versus Western Michigan, obviously they're going to blow them out. But it's going to be...
Because look here, because here's another quick issue. We're going to wrap this up really quick. But they're a .73. Let's say they come out to be who's like reasonable. Let's say, let's look at Wisconsin's numbers. They're 13, 17, 14, 16. Say they're right about there. I wonder if they'll drop to like a 0.5. It's like over 0.2. That still puts Fresno State still a ways away from them. Because it's right now 0.462 to 0.412. They'll still be 0.4. It'll be close next week. It'll be really close. But I still think. Here's how I think they'll shake out. Northern Illinois will be close. We'll still be ahead next week. But Fresno, when they play Utah State, they will pull ahead.
Yeah.
It'll come down to the wire. It'll come down to, I think, that. Whatever. It's going to come down to last week. I think Fresno State might
pass. Now, if Western Michigan keeps it close versus Northern Illinois, that should definitely drop them in terms
of human voters.
Yeah.
I think they need both teams need blowouts to keep their way ahead. I think Northern Illinois needs to blow out more than Fresno just because of basically Northern Illinois needs to do what Fresno State did to New Mexico.
Yeah,
win 16-0. But we can talk about this in circles a million times. I'm gonna kind of do some in depth stuff on all the rankings to kind of see a printed version of visual because I think this works better visual than us speaking. And they're 62, they're 54, they're 38, and all this stuff. it's just after a while, it's like, wait, what did you say 2 seconds ago? But I think, it'll be very close. I think Fresno might have the slight edge by playing with Utah State being better ranked than Bowling Green or whoever they play in Thailand. I mean, Utah State needs to thrash Wyoming to move up 5 or 6 spots. But that's what we got for this week. There will be a lot of good stuff this week on the website because, of course, title game needs to be clinched by the Mountain Division side. And do you what percentage do you give your Broncos of somehow getting into that title game?
1%.
1%? It's about half more percent than I give them.
Okay.
But I'm just trying to – I want you to be the more positive one because you're the – have we approved that you are an alumni from Boise State?
Yes. I thought we posted that picture on Twitter.
Yes, that's right. I remember.
Degreed. Almost multi-degreed. I'm so close to being multi-degreed and still not having a job.
Join the club. But let's move on. Happy times. We're finished up showing a positive matter. So,
Brock Osweiler is 6'8". Still can't block field goals.
And I felt that like crap. Whatever, but this is check us out, MWCConnection.com. Enjoy the new theme song. I hopefully crossing my fingers it worked, but yeah.
He's not good. I'm going to get so much hate on Twitter for this. It's going to be horrible.
It's just a hint since you've heard it on the show. It's should we give them the name right now since we're at an hour and 10 minutes of what it is?
No.
Well, they already know
what it is.
Unless it didn't work. It's a famous karaoke song.
It's not even a famous karaoke. Just think lounge singer.
All right, that's what we got for tonight. I'm Jeremy. That's Chris. We'll see everybody and listen to us on your earbuds next time in a couple of days.